Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. In Canadian federal election news, the deadline for parties to finalize candidates has now passed. CJLO News will be pursuing local candidates here in NDG Westmount Riding to discuss their platforms. Malcolm Lewis Richmond is the candidate for the New Democratic Party, or NDP, here in the riding. He came into the station for a wide-ranging conversation about his platform, the issues facing the community, and the uncertain future of his party. Like most candidates in this election, top of mind for Lewis Richmond are the threats to the economy from the United States tariffs.
Funding public services is really a big solution to a lot of our issues and to ensure social and economic integration of our populations. Right now, with the threats from the Americans, we're facing unprecedented uncertainty and fear, and we have to make sure that we're there as the federal representatives. If I'm elected, I want to be part of that change and that solution to help workers who are going to lose their jobs. Unfortunately, there's already a lot of layoffs preemptively in anticipation of the impact of the tariffs. So we have to help those folks get requalified, reskilled, and back into the labor market. We can do that with targeted programs and investments. We also have to ensure that we're buying Canadian and building Canadian.
Lewis Richmond says supporting national projects like the Via Rail fleet, but avoiding ecologically damaging ones like pipelines, is central to the NDP platform. He also spoke about housing, saying the current Liberal promise to build 500,000 homes, allocating $25 billion, does not do enough to define affordable housing.
The definition of affordable housing is also way too high. The rent prices are way too high. We have to ensure that people are paying no more than 30% of their incomes towards rent payments. We have to ensure people are able to get affordable mortgages too for our first-time buyers. And right now, the government the response has been inadequate to that.
Lewis Richmond also spoke about the issue of minority language and religious rights in Quebec, saying MPs should be standing up and pushing back against Quebec.
Wearing a religious symbol in the workplace it's not a form of imposing their religion. It is a self-expression choice that we have to allow, and it's in our Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms that we have the right to freedom of religion and self-expression. So absolutely, the federal government has to remind the provinces when they use the notwithstanding clause unnecessarily, like Quebec did, and like Ontario has done, has threatened to do too. We have to be able to stand up for minority communities.
He criticized sitting Liberal MP Anna Ganey for not being accessible to constituents here in the riding. Ganey canceled her campaign launch event and did not attend an all-candidates debate at a local high school. She has also not indicated if she will attend the all-candidates meeting in NDG next week.
I think that it's really important that we have a member of parliament who is hosting town hall meetings, who is consulting the population, who is there on the ground to meet with the community sector. I think there's been people have been underwhelmed by our current member of parliament's performance, and I'm offering a change. Hopefully folks will understand and will see that that we can elect a different party without necessarily risking a conservative government too, because the conservatives are probably not going to pick up NDG Westmount as a seat.
We pressed Lewis Richmond about the decrease in popularity for the NDP in the polls and the criticism that Canada can't risk a third party vote in this election that is coming from certain constituents.
I think that NDG Westmount voters do not want a polarized parliament where we have to choose, and a polarized system, frankly, where we have to choose between a bad option and a worse option. We need different voices in parliament, and we have had the Liberals for a long time, and we can't let them take us for granted.
This has been part of our ongoing election coverage at CJLO. For my full interview with Lewis Richmond and interviews with other candidates, tune into News Wrap Friday mornings at 9 a.m. and our election night broadcast starting at 6 p.m. on April 28th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.